Well, good afternoon again, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here from my home office on another Wednesday afternoon. A bit hot and muggy here in Auckland. We've had a bit of rain for the last few days, which was badly needed. And sadly, the report has been quite a bit of rain in Ireland as well, but it's summertime over there and hopefully the weather will improve in the next few days. Ireland Calling is brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you can stay with us and enjoy the music. And we might as well start with a friend of Hugh singing all about summertime in Ireland. Take it away, Daniel.
Thinking, gee, it's good to be alive. Pulling back the curtains, knowing that for certain it's going to be another lovely day. Strolling through the hedgerows, my true love on my arm. Hear the songbirds singing in the trees. Walking down the country lanes in the afternoon. See the lambs are playing in the fields. But it's our time again. The winter days are over. Flowers, they are growing in the garden once again. Roses, they are blooming. The trees no longer bear. Cause it's summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there. Scenery that is beyond compare. And my favorite time of year is when the summer is here. The best of all the seasons I declare. Is it summertime again? The winter days are over. Flowers, they are growing in the garden once again. The roses, they are blooming. The trees. Summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there. It's summertime again, the winter days are over. Flowers, they are growing in the garden once again. The roses, they are blooming, the trees no longer bear. Cause it's summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there.
Yes, well, hopefully Daniel will be out there and doing some singing and enjoying, life again, because life is returning to some kind of normality, according to the latest news. Irish Independent says here, Taoiseach says that travel restrictions between Ireland and Britain should be lifted during the summer. So that's good news there. The other big news today is the fact that the inquiry, well, this is the coroner's request into the Ballymurphy massacre, which took place 50 years ago next August. But today, the coroner came out and said that the 10 people that were killed by the British Army during the disorder in the Ballymurphy area of Belfast in August 71 were all innocent civilians. The coroner has ruled today. So a long wait for the families, but whether anybody will be brought to justice. I was talking to somebody tonight and they said that there was a former British Army soldier interviewed on the BBC, and he reckons that the soldiers in Belfast at this time were all young guys with very little experience, and they panicked when obviously these disturbances started. But of course the other big issue is the news broke 2 weeks ago that the British government may ask the Queen in her Queen's message, which she's given a speech this week, I think, to basically anybody involved in any crimes in Northern Ireland. I'm talking soldiers and policemen here. They'll all be given an amnesty and cannot be prosecuted. And this is something that is really upsetting to a lot of people in Northern Ireland whose families are still awaiting results and prosecutions for criminal acts that were performed by the police and the army during the 30 years of troubles. Now, a family in Belfast are very upset that a proper police inquiry didn't take place as a result of the tragic death of young Noah Donoghue. He was found dead in a stormwater drain in June last year, and the police said he died by drowning. That was what the police are saying, no more until the coroner's report comes out. But Noah's mum and her aunt featured in an interview there with Channel 4 the other day, and there's a campaign launched to get the full truth of what happened, because Noah was a young coloured boy, his mum was white, and people close to the family think that he didn't just disappear down this stormwater drain. He was last seen naked cycling down a street in an area that he normally wouldn't travel to. He was on his way to play sport. But anyway, there's if you look it up online, Noah Donoghue, there's a Facebook page. And Gene O'Neill, whose brother Paul Gallagher used to live in Auckland here, sent me a song that has been put together in memory of Noah, and we'll play it for you here. Song for Noah.
Wanna change the world. Found a drain with no one to blame or wreck. Was it your skin? Your beauty within. Oh, too good for us. Seems the angels needed you more.
beautiful song. That's Derry singer-songwriter Noella Hutton, and that's her song that's obviously getting a lot of airplay over the last week or two since it was released, Song for Noah. And if you look up Noah Donoghue, D-O-N-O-H-O-E, you'll be able to read about this tragedy and how his mum and his auntie and indeed all their family and friends are looking for answers into really what happened to Noah. You know, they believe that something else happened to him before he, obviously his body was found after 4 or 5 days missing in a stormwater drain in East Belfast. And as I mentioned at the start of the programme, it took 50 years, almost 50 years, but at least now it looks like justice has been served, with the news today that the coroner has ruled that the 10 people killed at the Ballymurphy massacre, which happened over 3 days in August 1971, were entirely innocent. And while that's good news for the families, we're looking at some of the atrocities that's been happening over the last few days, and you know, the escalation of violence in Palestine at the moment is getting headlines all over the world. And I think a lot of people are very upset with the force and retaliation by the Israelis and to skirmishes that broke out over recent days when Palestinians are fighting to stay in houses they've lived in for years. So, you know, sadly, all over the world, there's some terrible atrocities happening. But anyway, good news in terms of things are moving in the right direction. But I'm looking at the headline here, 9 further deaths today and 379 new infections in Ireland. So it's certainly not out of the woods yet, but the signs are good. The hairstylists opened up on Monday, and outdoor dining starts in another few weeks. And of course, click and collect at shops is an operation, and you can go in one person at a time into shops. So obviously some great pictures in all the papers on Tuesday as a result of the shops opening up on Monday. And the churches are able to now have up to 50 people for mass and for funerals. It's certainly a big increase in the 10 people that were allowed. And of course, a number of people, 25, I think, can attend a wedding, and maybe 10 people inside. But that didn't stop a family in Longford last week having a wedding party and a big marquee put up. There was over 100 people at it, but it was a family, I think a settled traveller family, but they defied the laws. But that didn't last long, because they were all brought, the bride and groom, the man that rented the marquee, and the father of the groom were all brought before the Longford Circuit Court on District Court on Monday. They all apologised, and the judge has said, I want to see you back here in June with €1,000 each, €3,000 to go to three different charities. And I'll hopefully that'll bring an end to the case. But, you know, the owner of the company that gave the marquee to them, he didn't realise till the marquee was coming down that the marquee had been rented out. But certainly it's a while yet to go before we end up with people being able to go to in big numbers to weddings and other family gatherings. Now, I want to play a special song to a man that's listening in tune, but he gets this radio program via his brother in New York. So Seamus Smith, who a good friend of mine living in New York, we used to hang around together in Dublin and back in the 80s. And Seamus has been in New York now for over 30 years, and he listens to the programme each week, and was the main commentator at Gaelic Park for over 25 years over there. A great GAA man from Cavan and Ballyburn in Cavan. But his brother Pather, who recently celebrated his 60th birthday, is living in Tuam in County Galway. So we thought we'd play a Tuam song for Pather a few days late for your birthday, but there's a special request coming from your brother Seamus, and I thought we'd go with The Same Old Town by the Saw Doctors. So belated happy birthday, Pather, and hello to you, Seamus, in New York, and great to chat to you yesterday. Take it away, lads.
Same old faces, same old streets, same old people is all you meet. Too long waiting, standing round. I'm sick and tired of the same old town. Same old drizzle, Say I'm all ran. Say I'm all walking back home again. Say I'm all heartache, lost and found. Say I'm all story. Say I'm all town. If there's news, the rain on the path leaking into my shoes. And I do talk to myself, as I'm my only best friend. And Sunday night, nearly Monday morning again. Oh, same on Monday. The farmers and their wastes of hay. Same old hanging around the square. Same old spoofers, same old stairs. Hey, hey, welcome back. Yeah, bang the door. It's Christmas time and a time before. Don't like asking you. You're fairly white. You'd never give us the price of a pint.
Yes, that's the Cathedral Bell and Tune there, and the Saw Doctors and Same Old Town. A request going out to Pather Smith, listening in Tune tonight. And hope wherever you're listening, whether it's in New Zealand, in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch on Saturday night, Kapiti Coast Sunday afternoon, and Wellington on Sunday evening. I hope you're enjoying the programme, as well as all the people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the globe. So as I said, things moving in the right direction with COVID in Ireland, with the possibility of travel between Ireland and Britain being back to some kind of normality during the summer, according to the Taoiseach Leah Varadkar. Tragedy down in Kerry, where an 11-year-old young girl was killed in a cycling accident on Monday night, and it's just brought up the what do you call it awareness of people in country roads. I'm looking at a picture here. It's just like a country road that could be where I grew up in Kilcairn in East Galway. So full details of what happened won't be released until obviously the guards carry out their full inquiry. But she was always smiling. Tributes to 11-year-old Yvonne Duffy. She was killed in a collision with a van as she cycled near her home in County Kerry. What else is happening over there? Well, sport got back at the weekend. And I see Pat Spillane here. I was accused of being a cute Kerry hooer last week, but I still believe the Kingdom can beat the Dubs. And obviously the big shock last week in Harlan was Antrim beating Clare in the National League match. Galway had a big win over, they played Westmeath. Limerick, All-Ireland champions, drew with Tipperary. And Galway, I think, play Limerick this weekend. And of course, if you want to watch all the GAA games, you can sign up, get a subscription to GAAGO.ie. GAAGO.ie. You can watch the various. You can watch just Munster Championship, Connacht, Ulster, Leinster, whatever you want. You can watch one game, or you can watch the whole shoot and gallery. The fees are all up there online. Now, Ireland's latest domestic passenger ferry set sail from Galway out to, well, it's from Rosseville, I'm pretty sure. Ireland Ferries 400-seater Saoirse na Farraige is going to launch its new service coming up on June the 4th, 2 days after the holiday accommodation is permitted to reopen in Ireland. And so this is great news. And I'm pretty sure that's the O'Brien family that's behind that. Sally O'Brien, yeah, there is Sally's interview talking about this vessel. And well, this might be her daughter, Susan. But Saoirse na Farraige means freedom of the sea. And in light of the recent pandemic, we're delighted now to set this vessel free in Galway Bay for what will be a memorable cruise and visit to Inishmore, the Aran Islands and the Cliffs of Moher in complete luxury and safety, said Susan O'Brien, director of the 40-metre ferry, arrived late last year from Hong Kong. And leather seating, charging points and plasma screens are among the creature comforts for passengers, and onboard bar stands ready to serve when restrictions are limited. It certainly looks like a beautiful vehicle or vessel. And please God, some of our listeners here in New Zealand, when they get back to Ireland and want to travel to the Aran Islands, they'll be able to go on this new ferry. And certainly good, what do you call it, beautiful looking ferry. I see here Bono, finally for Forsaken, he celebrated his 61st birthday with his daughters at a swanky London restaurant, according to a report. The U2 frontman, whose real name is Paul Hewson, was spotted entering Scott's restaurant, London's Mayfair, yesterday to celebrate his special day. Joining him for dinner were his daughters, Jordan, 31, who shares her birthday with her dad, and Belinda, her eyes, and Eve. So there you go, the three girls. I'm not sure whether the wife was with them as well, but look like the three daughters, and I'm sure he'd be... Oh, the wife's there as well, and with his two daughters, Eve and Jordan. Right, we haven't got you two on the programme tonight, but up next, man to celebrate his 80th birthday in a few weeks' time. He had a good version of this song called Ramona, but Bob Dylan isn't making the cut here tonight. Instead, Sinead Lohan is going to sing it for us.
Ramona, come closer, shed softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will rise. The floods of the city, though breath like, get death like sometimes. There's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain that in lines. Your cracked country lips, I still wish to kiss, as to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movements still capture the minutes I'm in. Dream, babe, a vacuum, a scheme, babe, that sucks you in.
Sinead Lohan there, a lovely song called To Ramona, a song recorded by Bob Dylan, who celebrates his 80th birthday on the 24th of May. He's got a few weeks to go yet. Welcome along. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you're enjoying the programme. If you're a soccer fan, you might have already heard that Man City won the English Premiership tonight when Man United were beaten at home by Leicester. So United win without even taking to the field. Warren Gatland announced his squad of 37 players to travel to South Africa at the end of June for the three test series against the Springboks, and obviously disappointment in Ireland that three players that performed well during the Six Nations, Johnny Sexton and Gary Ringrose and the other lock, Ryan, didn't make it. Now both Ringrose and both Sexton and Ryan had suffered concussions in the recent games, and Sexton I think against Exeter, and Ryan didn't really play that well against Leinster for Leinster against La Rochelle. They were the three disappointments, but good news for Bundy Akey. He's been selected, the first man from Connacht to be selected in a Lions squad to tour. There was eight Irish players in total, and see, one South African journalist isn't giving them a chance, he thinks, with picking a 37-year-old, I think, Alwyn Jones, who he reckons is probably ranked number seven in locks in players in the Six Nations. But Jones knows he'll have to perform to get the nod from his coach and manager Warren Gatland to get a place in that test team. So of course there'll be no spectators allowed at the games. Leinster obviously licking wounds as a result of their loss to La Rochelle in the Champions League semi-final. They travelled over to the sports ground in Galway on Saturday evening and had a huge win, put 50 points on Galway on Connacht and at the sports ground on a beautiful evening. And they're playing on this final. It's called the Rainbow Pro 14 competition. There's a few more rounds to go on that. And Ireland finally confirmed in Thursday, or Fiji advised them that they wouldn't allow Ireland to travel to Fiji for a three-match series in July. That was due to happen. In fact, it was always very unlikely in view of what's happening with the COVID outbreaks over there in England, or in Fiji at the moment. But good news, as I said, Gaelic Games is back, and club matches, people are out there training and the Allianz Hurling and Football Leagues are up and running now. And as I said earlier, if you want to follow all that and you want to watch the games on your computer or your phone or whatever other device you have, you can log on to gaago.ie and get all the latest news there. All right, we'll take the Fury Brothers and When You Were Sweet 16. Yes, the Fury Brothers there and Davy Arthur with a song that was a big hit for them called When You Were Sweet 16. And I hope you're still tuned in and listening here to Ireland Calling. Let's go another song, and I think we'll go with Bag of Talent, Summertime in Dublin, and then I'll come back with some more news.
Thank you. left alone. I'll always remember your kind words. I'll still remember your name. And I've seen it changing and turning, and I know the things just won't be the same.
Yes, well, let's hope summertime in Dublin isn't too far away. That was Liam O'Reilly, the late Liam O'Reilly, who sadly passed away on the 1st of January this year, the lead singer with Bagatelle. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week here with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you're enjoying the programme, whether it's in Auckland on a Wednesday night or Wellington Saturday night, Capity Coast and Wellington, Christchurch Saturday night, Capity Coast and Wellington on Sunday evening, Sunday night. I see there's 1.3 million people have got the vaccine in Ireland now. at 34% of the population. So obviously good news that more and more people are being vaccinated. Some of the other stories making the news, the Irish Times published a list of 32 great outdoor swimming spots around the country yesterday, one in every county. That was very good. Family facing very difficult circumstances must leave a rented home. I read this story yesterday. A family be living in rented accommodation in Bowles Bridge, but they have to move. And there's another issue on the north side of Dublin where the former owner of a house who's been collecting rent, but he's not the official owner of a house for years. The people that are there who are non-residents or they're new migrants, and some of them been living there for a long time, they're being forced to leave now because obviously court order into the former owner to vacate the premises because of non-payment of loans. Taoiseach says Antashka should not appeal court decision on cheese factory. I don't know where that is down. And obviously there was uproar last week when news broke that 170 houses in a housing estate in Maynooth, just in County Kildare, were snapped up by a kind of a vulture fund or cuckoo fund, and this is keeping first-time home buyers out of the market in Ireland. But unfortunately, these guys weren't doing anything illegally. They were invited into Ireland after the global financial crisis in 2008. Irish banks were pretty much didn't have any money. And these guys come in. The government passed lots of special laws to allow them to come into Ireland. They got great tax breaks. And what they're doing is not illegal, but there's uproar because it's keeping a lot of young people out of the market. So the government are meeting today and tomorrow to try to work out how they can change this whole scenario that these people come in and buy these houses and at, you know, heaped up prices, and they're renting the houses back to Irish people, and they're obviously renting them back to the government, who are renting them out as social housing as well. So it's not a good look. Right, we'll move with Altan here and a couple of reels. Altan there from an album called Red Crow, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll have a look at yesterday's Irish Examiner, the front pages, the great reopening, and beautiful pictures here of sisters Hayley, Estelle and Kira Murphy of 3 Degrees Hair Design in Blackpool and Cork. They're all smiles getting ready for customers to come in. Then we have Dervla Gleeson at Michael Gleeson Shoes in Limerick. Then we've got 80-year-old Flory O'Connell at his traditional barber shop in Abbey Field in Limerick. And then we've got Daniel Foley at the Crawford Art Gallery, looking at a picture of Robbie, Roy Keane. And then you've got Joyce MacDonald of Lauren Hill Dog Grooming, Grooming a Dog, and that's up in Cavan. We've got Elaine Morrissey and her daughter, Evelina Collins, at the National Gallery in Dublin, looking at pictures. So certainly all good. As I mentioned earlier, the Longford wedding party, they're going to have to pay a fine of €3,000, which will be split between three charities. And anger at fresh calls for water charges. Yes, the OECD has recommended that the Irish government reintroduce water charges. This basically caused uproar a few years ago, and the government backed down on bringing in water charges when Ireland was coming out of the global financial crisis. But it was a decision that many ministers at the time neglected not going ahead with, but because people just aren't, you know, sparing water. There's issues, water being taps and left running, and if you were paying for water like we are here in New Zealand, you wouldn't believe in taps running and stuff. So it'd be interesting to see what happens there. What else is happening here? Just looking through. Certainly the weather hasn't been fantastic in Ireland. Good weather in many parts of Europe, but certainly highs of about 12 and 13 in Ireland. Not great, but hopefully things will start improve. Stretch Limo to pennies as shoppers return. Of course, only one shopper in at a time. And Garda pleads guilty to COVID law breach after going to a party. Oh, there you go. And Tony Houlihan, no decision yet on vaccines for the under 50s. Of course, everybody over 50 will be getting their vaccines over the next, well, they can register for them now, and they'll be getting them over the next few weeks. And Dara O'Brien, the Cordon Minister for Housing, it was reported over the weekend that he had an interest in a kind of a cuckoo fund many years ago before he entered politics. This is what happens. He invested $30,000 in a kind of a fund that was investing in doing what these vulture funds are doing in Ireland, but they were doing them in other countries in Asia. And but he said he got out of it, and it cost him €15,000. So certainly not very happy that all this stuff has been brought up in the news media today. Right, we'll move on, play another bit of music, and come back and wrap up for another weekend. Brian Kennedy and Carrick Fergus.
My boyhood friends, and my own relations have all passed on now, like melted snow. But I'll spend my days in endless roaming, soft is the
Kennedy. I heard Brian on the radio there last week. He's looking forward to getting back and on the road again playing. He said it's been a bit of a struggle for him. And of course, Brian toured here in New Zealand many years ago. I think he might have come at the Guinness celebration of music, but that's gone back a long, long time. Well, anyway, we're coming up to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. You've been listening to the programme, which is brought to you each week with support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening, whether it's in New Zealand or in Ireland or New York or Tuam or anywhere else around the world, I hope you've enjoyed the programme and the bits of news. Thankfully, things are improving in Ireland, and let's hope it continues to improve over the coming weeks, with more and more people getting the vaccination and people being able to get out and to enjoy doing things in Ireland again. We'll leave you tonight from Clare to Here with Jim McCann. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.
There's four who share this room, and we work hard for the crack, and sleeping late on Sundays, I never get to Mass. Oh, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It gets farther by the day. It's a long Friday comes around. Ted is only into fighting. Me ma would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. Oh, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long
bit on levels of